passed by Greensboro lady now. She's all the world to me. Yes, my Greensboro lady now. She's all the world to me.
As you walked away all alone, Godspeed you, darling.
You're listening to MKB Independent Radio.
Well, I'm Kate Munafalcha, and you're all very welcome here to my radio show. Jim Corbett here, broadcasting from Newtown Studios in Bundoran, County Donegal, in the northwest of Ireland. I'm Kate Munafalcha, and you're all very welcome here to my radio show. Jim Corbett here, broadcasting from Newtown Studios in Bundoran, County Donegal, in the northwest of Ireland. I'm sure you're the
Between for standing on she.
Yes, that young lady's name is Sarah Louise, and she's an up-and-coming music singer who was a contestant recently on Glortira back in 2015. And she appeared on Opry on Lure, and I've also featured her duet with Nathan Carter. And she's appeared with acts such as Georgette Jones, Billy Yates, Jerry Guthrie, Robert Mazzell, Derek Ryan, John McNichol and Sandy Kelly, to name but a few. Grand singer indeed, and that's her latest release, and it's one called Faultline. I hope you enjoyed it. Up next to the playlist, this is a lady who's been around for some time, and she's restored a great old song that was first recorded by Chris Christopherson, the late great man himself. This is one called Me and Bobby McGee.
Just before it rained, took us all the way to New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was blowing sad while Bobby sang the blues. With them windshield wipers lapping time and Bobby clapping hands, we finally sang every song the driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby McGee. From the coal mines of Kentucky to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Standing right beside me, Lord, through everything I've done. Every night he kept me from the cold. Oh, somewhere near Salinas, Lord, I let him slip away. Searching for a home I hope he'd find. And I trade all my tomorrows for a single yesterday, holding Bobby's body next to mine. Just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby McGee. Na 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 na
Yes, the lady's name is Mary Rose, and Mary has been around for quite some time, based in London, and she recently took a break from her busy schedule of gigs to travel to Nashville. And she was in the Ryman Auditorium on the evening Alan Jackson was awarded the Kris Kristofferson Lifetime Achievement Award for songwriting. And she reckons that the whole experience was the thing that made her decide to record that great song, Me and Bobby B.E. And so she did, and brought a new version to our ears, and a fine version it is indeed. So watch out for Mary Rose. Up next on the playlist is one from a guy called Michael Golding, and he's bringing Mary home.
Driving down a lonely road on a dark and stormy night, when a little girl by the roadside showed up in my headlights. I stopped and she got in the back, and in a shaky tone she said, "My name is Mary. Please won't you take me home?" She must have been so frightened, all alone there in the night. There was something strange about her, her face was deathly white. She sat so pale and silent in the back seat all alone. I never will forget that night I took Mary home. I pulled into the driveway where she told me to go, got out to help her from the car and open up the door. But I could not believe my eyes, the back seat was bare. I looked all around the car, but Mary wasn't there. Small light shone from the porch, a woman opened up the door. I asked about the little girl that I was looking for. Then the lady gently smiled as she brushed a tear away. She said, "It sure was nice of you to go out of your way. But 13 years ago today, in a wreck just down the road, our darling Mary lost her life, and we still miss her so. So thank you for your troubles and the kindness you have shown. You're the 13th one who's been here bringing Mary home. You're the 13th one who's been here bringing Mary home."
You're listening to Jim Corbett here on MKB Independent Radio, playing all kinds of Irish music from artists all over the globe with an Irish connection. Stay tuned, because I'm sure there's something here that you'll be able to connect with.
Mm-hmm. cowboy that I know riding the rodeo. He's a feathered and I'm fond of stuff. Oh, I love him and he loves me, but that's the way it ought to be. But he drives me crazy when we're making love, 'cause he always starts to yodel, yodel-ay, yodel-ay, yodel-ay. But I knew I was under his spell. Then he was gazing in my eyes. I was breathing pretty sighs. And like Tarzan, he laid out a great big yell. Then he started to yodel, 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 yodel. Cowboy, he wore a bumpkin suit. When the parson said, would you promise always to be true? My cowboy smiled and gently cleared his throat. Then he started to yodel, 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 yodel.
Singing the cowboy yodel, that was a young lady by the name of Lauren Eva Rose, who comes from County Tyrone and is only 22 years old and has a great career ahead of her in the music business if she decides to take that path. Her influences are people like Patsy Cline, Hank Williams, Margot Smith and Merle Haggard. And as a child, she was especially drawn to yodeling after hearing it so much and decided to give it a try herself. And boy, doesn't she do it well. And I wish her well in her career. Up next is a family down in County Offaly who are all musicians, and they have a great pedigree behind them because Kieran, their uncle and brother, is a very fine, well-respected man in the music business, particularly in the country and Irish music business. That's Kieran Rosny. But this is the Rosnys featuring Dad Stephen and Mum Helen and the three kids, and the vocals by Jade singing their new single, one called Austin.
To the sand, it's all we talked about, lady. I'll pack the car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing at dawn, we cue the songs and we get going. But you went home, waiting on the porch for you. Sat there alone all throughout the morn, till I got a hunch down in the gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your shit was never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? And there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what caused it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fry? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? I made my way back to LA and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years you'll still be here, drum washed up in Austin. I
stuff you had me believing. How many months did you plan on leaving? What happened? Bad habits, but you go back, go back. Shit, I loved you, how tragic. Oh, did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? And there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what caused it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? I made my way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drum washed up in Austin.
There you heard it, folks. That was the Rosny family there with the song called Austin, and a very mature rendition of that by Jade, the lead singer on that particular track. And Jade is only a young girl, she's in her teens, and a great career ahead for her, and I hope they continue playing their good music long into the future. Well done indeed. Right, up next on the playlist is a young man all the way from Carrandonna in County Donegal, and his name is Mark Doherty. And Mark has been playing guitar and singing since the age of 7, and his talent has taken him beyond Ireland. His performances have been in Greece and also in Spain and the Canary Islands, and he's got an up-and-coming album due to be released in December the 11th, and will be celebrated with a launch night at Simpsons in his hometown of Carrandonna in County Donegal. And on the night, he will have special guests such as John Glenn and Sean Cuddy, who will join Mark in making his milestone. And I wish him well. And this is an example of what you're going to hear if you go along on the night. It's one called Where the Corn Don't Grow.
On the front porch of that old gray house where I was born and raised, staring at the dusty fields where Daddy always worked hard every day. I think it kind of hurt him when I said, Daddy, there's a lot that I don't know. Dream about a life where corn don't grow. He just sat there silent, staring at his favorite coffee cup. I saw a storm of mixed emotions in his eyes when he looked up. He said, son, I know your age feels like this whole world is turning slow, and you think you'll find the answer to it all where corn don't grow. Hard times are real, there's dusty fields, don't matter where you go. You may change your mind when the weeds are high, where corn don't grow. I remember feeling guilty when Daddy turned and walked back towards the house. I was only 17 back then, but it seems like I knew more than I do now. I can't say he didn't tell me this city life's a hard road to hold. And you think you'll find the answer to it all where corn don't grow.
Yes, that man's name is Mark Doherty, and a song there called Where the Corn Don't Grow. Very mature rendition of that particular track by a fine singer who's got a great career ahead of himself, and I hope he sticks with it. Up next is a debut released by a young man all the way from County Donegal. His name is Conor Owens, and he won a competition recently in the Bird's Nest here in Bundoran, and it's basically catapulted him into going out and playing gigs around the place, and he released this particular song that I'm going to play for you next, and I hope he continues on. This is one called Holding Heaven, Conor Owens.
I'm face to face with an angel. How'd you get those eyes so blue? Your vision in wine, and I've been waiting all night just to have one dance with you. Now all my dreams are coming true. I'm holding heaven in my arms tonight, and everything about you is so perfectly right. I've never been there, but I think I might. Came from, I thank my lucky stars above. I got the chance to have a dance, but one dance just ain't enough. I think I'm falling in love. I'm holding heaven in my arms tonight, and everything about you is so perfectly right. I've never been there, but I think I might be holding heaven in my arms tonight. I'm holding heaven in my arms tonight, and everything about you is so perfectly right. I've never been there, but I think I might be holding heaven in my arms tonight. Be holding heaven in my arms
tonight. Listening to Jim Corbett here, broadcasting on MKB Independent Radio from Newtown Studios along the Wild Atlantic Way in Bundoran in the county of Donegal. Why don't you hang in with me there for a while? There might be some music that you quite enjoy. Remember, I'm here every Saturday night between 10 p.m. and midnight, so why not come back and pay a visit?
Yeah.
Mary Gantley that time with a song called Step Back Baby, and it was written about a person or persons making the right decision before leaping into great unknowns ahead of them, whether it be a relationship, a business deal, or anything that may involve immediate change. And we all have our sliding doors in life that can fundamentally change our life choices. Some of these may lead to drastic consequences, and that's basically what the song's about. And well done indeed, Mary. That's her latest offering, a little bit different from the usual that she has given us before, but a fine song it is indeed. Up next is a song from a young lady by the name of Chloe Sweeney, and she's going to do a song that you'll all recognise, one called Good Hearted Woman. Yes, all the way from Lacken in County Mayo, that's young Chloe Sweeney there with Good Hearted Woman, the old country standard. And growing up surrounded by music, Chloe was drawn to storytelling and country artists such as Dolly Parton, Philomena Begley, Margot. Dolly Parton also remains her biggest inspiration and favourite artist to this day. And during lockdown, COVID-19, Chloe decided to share her singing with her local folk through online videos, and the response was very positive, giving her the confidence to continue pursuing her passion. And over the past 2 years, she's been performing regularly in her local area, building up experience and love connecting with an audience. So I wish her well, and I hope she continues to perform and bring out some great songs, and particularly that one there is as good as you'll get, The Good-Hearted Woman. Right, up next is another new one from Alistair Fingleton this time, and Same Old Love.
Way back to you the next day. I was foolish to think that I could leave you for good. Times I thought I might, but now I know I never could. It's that same old, same old love, all forgiving, sent from up above, and your same old, same same old love. Other girls would have left me, I'd so much as said the word goodbye. You stood there patiently, watched my leaving turn into a lie. Heaven knows the kind of magic here that keeps me hanging on. As long as you're still holding me, I know I can't go wrong. It's that same old love, all forgiving, sent from up above, and your same old love is all I need. Yes, I'll never get. Better finding someone new, 'cause the truth is they don't make them any better than you. It's that same old love, all forgiving, sent from up above, and your same old love. So
yes, all the way from Castledermot. That's a great singer there by the name of Alistair Fingleton, and a song there recently released, one called Same Old Love. Right up next is a guy called Joe Kelly, and Joe has released a number of different songs in the last while, and I'm going to play his latest release for you now. I hope you enjoyed this one. It's one called Donkey or Quad.
I'm tired of driving donkeys, I might buy me a quad and make for the highest peak and do something mad. I will try myself out, how crazy I can be. Up around on just one wheel, a mad old clown, that's me. I get my myself between the rot, my cocktail glowing wild, and me thinking I'm some guy like a little child. If I could get my leather gear, would make me look cool, instead of driving donkeys about like an old fool. I might get me tattoos upon my neck and face, chains and crosses tied on me all over the place. I might get attention from my girl who's happy like, she might get my head turned with the leather gear on by. I'd get myself between the rocks, my coattail blowing wild, and me thinking I'm some guy like a little child. If I could get my leather gear, would make me look cool, instead of driving donkeys about like an old fool. I'd get myself between the rocks, my coattail blowing wild, and me thinking I'm some guy like a little child. If I could get my leather gear, would make me look cool, instead of driving donkeys about like an old fool. Anything is better than donkey dung on the road, watching their odd twisted eyes while drawn to her flow. Times I would be dreaming of making a change, getting rid of donkeys, it must be rearranged. I'd get myself between the rocks, my coattail blowing wild, and me thinking I'm some guy like a little child. If I could get my leather gear, would make me look cool, instead of driving donkeys about like an old fool. If I could get my leather gear, would make me look cool, instead of driving donkeys about like an old fool.
From Newtown Studios in Bundoran, County Donegal, you're listening to the Jim Corbett Radio Show, streaming live on Global Irish Radio. Download the app or visit us online at globalirishradio.com.
Maybe tonight I'm gonna tell him how I feel. Maybe, just maybe, you wanna be my baby. What if he's got plans of his own? I'm waiting for the perfect moment, looking for the perfect frame. The one I finally choose is simply I love you. And as the words came out, I heard a voice inside me say, was it the moonlight, was it the starlight in your eyes?
What made you say that?
You've been listening to your heart. It's too late now, you don't want to take it back, cause I know love's what made you say that. And a smile slowly spread across his face. He said, what took you so long? That's what I've been waiting on. I thought you'd take forever and a day.
What made you say that?
Was it the moonlight? Was it the starlight in your eyes?
What made you say that?
Have you been listening to your heart? It's too late now, I won't let you take it back,
Yes, that lady's name is Shannon Petrie, originally from Scotland and now living in Derry. And the song there called What Made You Say That? I hope you enjoyed that. And Shannon, who is 28 years of age, growing up in a musical family with a deep love of country music, she naturally inherited the same love for the genre. She started gigging at the age of 15 alongside her family, catching the music bug on at an early age. And over the years, Shannon has been in and out of bands with family members. After relocating to Derry, she's thrilled to be performing as a soloist. And she has up-and-coming guest spots at country music nights and still makes time to head back home to gig with her mum and her dad. And that is her latest offering, and I hope she does very well with it indeed. Right, up next is one from the Mary Wallopers. And you'll recall, if you were watching the Jules Holland show at last New Year's Eve, you would have watched them, and they were performing and they took the place by storm, along with our own Murren Brantley from Donegal. But here they go this time with a great song, one called Cod Liver Oil and the Orange Juice.
Looking for
that. That's the Mary Wallifers and a song called Cod Liver Oil and the Orange Juice. And they have definitely a very individual sound and are very popular indeed, not alone in this country, but also abroad. And of course, they featured on the Hogmanay Show with Jules Holland last year. And it's done wonders for their careers, and long may they continue. Right up next to the playlist is a young lady called Amy Johnson. And she's going to do a lovely song for you this time, one that she released there a couple of months back. And it's one called Beyond the Rainbow's End. I hope you enjoy this one.
I have gone from sight, but I waited. Just beyond the rainbow's end, I'm happy in this place that I have come to, because I'm here with my forever friend. Sky, I am the sunshine, and the mist that rises on a summer's morn, and the gentle breeze that cools the autumn evening, when the birds sing in the trees, I am their song. This journey
song indeed there from a young lady by the name of Amy Johnson, and one called Beyond the Rainbow's End. And I believe she wrote that song herself, and a fine number it is indeed, and it just shows you how talented that young lady is. So watch out for her in the future. Up next on the playlist is a lady who is sadly no longer with us, and I suppose the best way of explaining who she is, her name is Barbara Ellis, and she happens to be the sister of Sandy Kelly, and the two ladies used to play together in various bands down through the years, and she even actually had her own band at one time, and she released this album a few years before she died, and sadly she's no longer with us, but I hope you enjoy having a little bit of reminiscence with the one and only Barbara Ellis, and this is one called Pick Me Up On Your Way Down.
You are mine for just a while, now you're putting on the style, and you never once look back at your home across the track. You're the gossip of the town, but my heart can still be found when you tossed it to the ground. Pick me up on your way down. Pick me up, pick me up, pick me up on your way down. Pick me up, pick me up, pick me up on your way down. Pick me up on your way down. When
listen to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
The Jim Corbett Show on irishradio.org.
I still remember the night we first met, a night I'll never forget. I took your hand and we danced all night long to all of our favorite songs. I knew you were special and I felt a chill. Time just seemed to stand still. I kissed your lips and I looked in your eyes. At that moment I realized that I wanted you for my wife for the rest of my life. And when in God's holy house, to love you forever, for worse and for better, the vow that I make to you, I place a ring on your finger for the whole world to see just how much you mean to me. And we'd grow old together side by side forever, knowing we are husband and wife. On your fingers, the purest of gold, a sign that our love won't grow old. I'll honor and love you through the good times and bad, try never to make you feel sad. On our wedding day, when we shared our first dance to a song of love and romance, I kissed you again and remembered back when I knelt on one knee and I said that I wanted you for my wife for the rest of my life. And when in God's holy house, to love you forever, for worse and for better, the vow that I'd make to you, I'd place a ring on your finger for the whole world to see just how much you mean to me. And we'd grow old together side by side forever, knowing we are husband and wife. That I wanted you for my wife for the rest of my life. And when in God's holy house, to love you forever, for worse and for better, the vow that I'd make to you, I'd place a ring on your finger for the whole world to see just how much you mean to me. And we'd grow old together side by side forever, knowing we are husband and wife. Yes, we'll grow old together side by side forever, knowing we are husband and wife. Yes,
one lovely song there from Barry Kirwan, one called Husband and Wife. And Barry, of course, the son of Dominic Kirwan and brother of Colm Kirwan, two fine singers in their own right. And Barry, who is now playing with a band that is a wedding band, believe it or not, and also has a solo career singing on his own right. And the band's name is Matrimony. So if you ever hear any music coming from that source, you'll know that the man who's singing is Barry Kirwan, and a fine singer he is indeed. All right, up next on the playlist is one from Brendan Shine, and it's an old song this time, but Brendan does a great job on it. It's one called Make Me a Dream.
Make
I try as hard as I can. Maybe I can paint you again in my mind the way you were when you used to love me, before you learned to think you were above me. If I dream the same every night, and every dream finds me holding you tight, you glowing, just knowing that our love is good as new. Maybe I can make a dream come true if I wish on every star that shines, and if I wish the same wish every time, and if I pray to all the gods that be, maybe then I'll find a way to bring you back to me. And if I dream the same every night, and every dream finds me holding you tight, you glowing, just knowing that our love is good as new. Maybe I can make a dream come true. Star that shines, and if I wish the same wish every time, and if I pray to all the gods that be, maybe then I'll find a way to bring you back to me. And if I dream the same every night, and every dream finds me holding you tight, you glowing, just knowing that our love is brand new. Maybe I can make a dream come true.
Brendan Shine that time with a song called Make Me a Dream, the man from Mullingar, and he's still performing after all these years, and a fine singer he is indeed. Right, up next is a lady all the way from Letterkenny in County Donegal, and she has a great affiliation with the county of Donegal and has recorded many tracks here with me at Newtown Studios. And this is one of them, and it's a song called The Tigers of Donegal, and it's all about people who went out to work in the tunnels over there in Scotland over the years, and returned back to Ireland and gave whatever money they made back to their families and everything else to support them during the hard times. And it's a fine song, and I know it's been sung by other people as well, and it's been treated in very many different genres of music, but this is Bea Jean Carr's version of the song, and she simply entitled The Tigers of Donegal. I hope you enjoy.
Noah was 23 when he set sail for Australian land. In 68, with a suitcase of dreams, he joined the tumbling clan. Deep inside that foreign soil, Patrick Noah did dig and toil. No plans had he to ever spoil his dream of returning to Ireland. Mm-hmm. families all who pay tribute, who will recall the tigers of Donegal. John B. Green, the only one to stay at home with his brothers gone. An island man, he built his home on his native shore and waters. In 88, at 42, he joined the lads in the London crew and left for a while the life he knew to work as a tumble-tiger. In a little boat, he spent his life in swell and storm. He fished the tides in the blink of an eye. In those London mines, his life was cleaned and silenced. Another mother's loving son, a brother, a father, a husband gone. His loss was felt by everyone, and a cross stands on the island. Who can tell the pain, the grief? Do you remember? Who will believe? If they took a choice, would they ever leave the shores of home at all? Who would think they'd fly and fall? Who'd take care of the families all? Who'd pay tribute? Who will recall the tigers of Donegal?
Yes, a lovely song indeed there from Brigh Jean Carr, one called The Tigers of Donegal. And actually that song was written about her uncle, who was one of the tigers who went out and worked over in Scotland at that time in the tunnels. And she decided she wanted to do something for her family, and she wrote that song, and it's there now, and it's where legends begin. All right, up next is a song from the one and only Christy Moore. And the reason I'm playing this song tonight is because, sadly, we lost a very fine songwriter there in the last number of weeks, a man that I happen to know very well, and his name is Johnny Doohan. And he wrote this song many years ago for Christy, and Christy, of course, made a big hit of it. It's one called The Voyage, and I hope you enjoy. Christy Moore and The Voyage.
Force sat out the is an ocean and love is a boat in troubled waters that keeps us afloat. When we started the voyage, there was just me and you. Now gathered round us, we have our own crew. Together we're in this relationship. We built it with care to last the whole trip. Our true destination's not marked on any chart. We're navigating for the shores of the heart. Life is an ocean and love is a boat in troubled waters that keeps us afloat. When we started the voyage, there was just me and you. Now gathered round us, we have our own crew. An ocean and love is a boat in troubled waters keeps us afloat. When we started the voyage, there was just me and you. Now gathered round us, we have our own crew.
You're listening to Jim Corbett here on MKB Independent Radio, playing all kinds of Irish music from artists all over the globe with an Irish connection. Stay tuned, because I'm sure there's something here that you'll be able to connect with.
I've been wind blown, took wrong every now and then. I've been passed up once or twice stuck, and I thought love was just around the bend. But lately my hope was wearing thin. It's a lonesome and endless highway I've been searching for so long. And after all the miles I've traveled, loving you's like coming home. I've been left flat, I've been laughed at, wound up right back where I started from. I've been the wrong way, down a one way, and I thought someday my day would come. But lately I'd almost given up, 'cause it's a lonesome and endless highway I've been searching for so long. And after all the miles I've traveled, loving you's like coming home. I've been flagged down, I've been turned round, and all that I found was a dead end street. I've been stranded, marked and branded, treated underhanded by everyone I meet. But lately my dreams are getting weak. It's a lonesome and endless highway
I've been searching for so long, and after all miles I've traveled, loving you's like coming home. Loving you's like coming home.
Loving You is Like Coming Home, and that was a song from Damian Davis. I hope you enjoyed that. Right, I'm not doing any specific dedications tonight, but I want to welcome everybody to the show who's tuned in my way tonight, and I hope you all enjoy the music that I have on offer. And remember, I'll be back this time next week again with more of the same, and you never know, I may mention a few names at that stage. But for tonight, I'm just playing the music and concentrating on the singers. Up next on the playlist is one from a guy called Darragh McCabe, and he's going to do one called Annie Song. And Darragh's only a young man, but I think he does a lovely version of this, and see if you agree with me.
My senses like a night in the forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses. Come fill me again. Come let me love you. Let me give my life to you. Let me drown in your laughter. Let me die in your arms. Let me lay down beside.
A young man there with a lovely voice, that's Darragh McCabe, and the lovely song from John Denver, Annie Song, and I think he does a great job on it, and I love the production on that one. I think it's very, very nice indeed. Right, up next on the playlist is a lady called Elaine Gormley, and she hails from County Tyrone in Northern Ireland, and she's Walking on the Moon.
Shutting down, the sun was fresh on the rise. I met Mama at the door, she'd been walking the floor. She said, girl, you've got stars in your eyes. Mama, I was walking on the moon. Tight.
What a nice song. That was Walking on the Moon, and the singer was Elaine Gormley. A very nice tune indeed. And up next is a singer called Gerard Gormley. No relation to Elaine, but he's going to do a song for you this time, and I'm sure you'll recognise it. It's been recorded by a number of different people. It's one called Two Rooms and a Kitchen. Here we go with Gerard Gormley.
In my mind's eye, I see her sitting by the fireside in her little country cottage long ago. And she told us all the stories of the days when she was young, and I miss my grandma more than you can know. Two rooms and a kitchen and a fiddle on the wall in my grandma's little cottage long ago. Rooms and a kitchen and a fiddle on the wall and an oil lamp in the window burning low. And my grandma always took the time, the story she would tell, how they cut the corn and saved the hay, carried water from the well. How they dug the spuds and dried the turf and made the gritter bread. And when the prayers were said at night, they'd make up the settled bed. Two rooms and a kitchen and a fiddle on the wall in my grandma's little cottage long ago. Just two rooms and a kitchen and a fiddle on the wall and an oil lamp in the window burning low. Neighbors, all the cane will come around. How the house was filled with music, grandpa took the fiddle down. And they tell an old ghost story and sing another song about how life was much different in the days when they were young. Two rooms and a kitchen and a fiddle on the wall in my grandma's little cottage long ago. Just two rooms and a kitchen and a fiddle on the wall and an oil lamp in the window burning low. I think about my grandma and the love she gave to me since first I was a baby and she nursed me on her knee. She's gone but not forgotten, and someday we'll meet again. She was more than just my grandma, she was a very special friend. Two rooms and a kitchen and a fiddle on the wall in my grandma's little cottage long ago. Two rooms and a kitchen and a fiddle on the wall and an oil lamp in the window burning low. Just two rooms and a kitchen and a fiddle on the wall and an oil lamp in the window burning low.
To one of the best internet radio stations around. You're listening to
MKB Independent Radio.
Back in 1939, there was a fella in Europe called Adolf Hitler. And Adolf Hitler started a war in Europe that lasted for 6 years, but he decided that he was going to invade Russia. And he thought this was a great idea. If he got the Russians, he'd have the whole world. So on the boy, he was very worried about it, he was a wee bit nervous. On the morning of the Russian invasion, he turned around to his valet, that's his manservant, he turned around and he said, I wonder what I shall wear today, he said, on this auspicious occasion. He said, a date that will go down in history. He said, what shall I wear? And the batman, or the valet, said to him, he says, Napoleon, when he invaded Russia, he wore his red coat. The reason being, he said, so that if he was ever shot, none of his men would notice it, and they would carry on fighting for the glory. Red coat, the blood wouldn't be seen. Ah, says Hitler, I understand. He says, in that case, get me my brown trousers. Murphy. Murphy one day got on a train in Dublin. He was going to Cork for some reason or other. The train wasn't very, very full, but he ended up in a compartment. There was only other one man in the compartment. He was a very posh looking fella. He was wearing a pinstripe suit and a bowler hat and an umbrella under the arm and reading the Financial Times. And it was a long journey, like, from Dublin to Cork. We were on the train about 20 minutes and Murphy decided to break the ice and speak. He says, how's it going there? How's the form? How are you? Isn't it wonderful weather? And the boy looks over at him, he looks down his nose, he says, excuse me, he says, don't you dare speak to me. He says, don't you dare, the likes of you speak to me, he says, because I'm a commercial traveller from London. Don't talk to me. So Murphy says, well, please yourself. Went on a bit, and they were coming off halfway through the journey, and Murphy decided maybe a man had a bad morning, fought with the wife or something, he'll try it again, you know. He says, God, he says, you know, it looks like rain. Whereas it is raining, says he. Does it rain much now where you come from? He looks at him again, he says, don't you dare talk to me, I told you before. I wouldn't talk to the likes of you. I'm a commercial traveller from London. Don't annoy me. Outside of Cork, they were just coming in through Glanmire or somewhere, and the Englishman is looking out the window, and there's this donkey standing in the field. And the commercial traveller, he's never seen one before, he leans over and says, excuse me, sir. Excuse me, would you be ever so kind and tell me what class of an animal is that? And Murphy looks out, he says, oh, that, he says, that there. He says, no, he says, judge, and he says, by the size of his mouth, he says, and the length of his ears, he says, I would say it's a commercial traveller from London. Murphy and Casey were great friends. They were on a bus one day. It was one of those mystery tours. You know, you get on the bus and nobody knows where it goes. And everybody on the bus, they all had a bet. Everybody guessed, like, where the bus would go. Whoever guessed the right place won the money. Driver won. Well, they're on the bus anyway. And up the front of the bus, there was this lady. She was an American lady. She had a blue rinse hairstyle and, you know, the usual camera around the neck and all. And she was sitting in a seat, and beside her in the other seat, she had a big poodle dog. And the bus was full up at this stage, and this American gentleman got on. Well, you know the American gentleman, you can tell them a mile away. You know, they got the open neck shirt, nice graying hair, and the check trousers. You know, the crimpling trousers, like the ass of them was down about the back of his knees. And he strolls on, he walks up the bus, you see, and there's no seats. So he sees the woman and the dog, he leans over, he says, excuse me, ma'am, would you mind moving the dog? I'd like to sit down. She says, that dog ain't moving. He says, that dog's sitting there, I paid for his ticket, and that dog's sitting there where it's sitting. So the American said nothing. He leaned over and he opened the window and he reached for the dog and threw it out. Murphy turns around to Casey, he says, yes, I never understand these Americans. Casey says, what do you mean? He says, well, first of all, he says, they're driving the wrong side of the road. Secondly, he says, they eat their meat, he says, with the fork in the wrong hand. And he says, thirdly, your man has after thrown the wrong bitch out the window.
Colin Gannon that time with a number of jokes, and up next on the playlist is one from PJ Murray, all the way from County Cork, and the man with the overcoat and Dan Collins jig.
He arrived one foggy evening as the autumn leaves did fall, and placed his cumber bicycle against the old stone wall. As he came into our alehouse, my father shook his hand. The last of the wandering minstrels traveling through the land. My parents loved the music, for they played the fiddle too, and treated him to supper and some corandolaboo. He dried that fiddle to the fire and resined up the bow, and played away all through the night by the fireside's amber glow. Nobody seemed to know his name. He
the station or aboard. But he had a great influence on me, the man with the overcoat. My father made a shakedown in the storehouse out the back, and there he laid his weary head until he hit the track. He rose next morning with the sun and soon was on the road. Another town was waiting for the man with the overcoat. Nobody seemed to know his name, his station or abode. But he had a great influence on me, the man with the overcoat. They say that childhood memories are never far away, and I still recall that minstrel man back in my younger days. And as I take the stage at night before I strike a note, I often whisper thank you to the man with the overcoat. Nobody seemed to know his name, his station or abode. But he had a great influence on me, the man with the overcoat.
Folks, that was the one and only PJ Murray there with the man with the overcoat and the Dan Collins jig. Hope you enjoyed both of those tracks. Right up next on the playlist is one from a man called Liam Peters, who recorded this track a couple of years ago, and it's a fine tune. I haven't played it now in a while and I thought I'd give it a spin again. I think it's well worth a listen. It's one called An Irish Girl. Here we go.
Girls and the girls from California, they might be right for tonight, but don't trust them, I warn you. I've been to the east and I've been out west and I've been all the world around.
But I ain't seen none come anywhere near the girls from Galway town. So give me an Irish girl every time. I gotta find one, I've made up my mind. Give me an Irish girl every time. I want an Irish girl. Well, Irish girls are the best in the world, there ain't no doubt about it. From Tipperary town, then you better off doing without it. They don't create when you come home late and you're crawling up the passage floor. They won't mess about when you've gone out with your man from the house next door. So give me an Irish girl every time. I gotta find one, I've made up my mind. Give me an Irish girl every time. I want an Irish girl. Swear they're just like models off the telly. They don't need no makeup, they look good as they are. And the boys got a pound to buy the ram when it's their turn at the bar. Just give me an Irish girl every time. I gotta find one, I've made up my mind. Give me an Irish girl every time. I want an Irish girl.
You've been with me, darling, for so many years, against the wind and the rain, through the joy and the tears, we kept in the sun with our laughter and fun. We sailed our way around with our love that we found. So won't you also be darling, just one more time, and hold me close, darling. It shows me you're mine. So won't you also be. Hold me close, darling.
song indeed there from Sabina Fallon, one called We Waltz With Love. We'll try and get two songs in before the end of the show. Next up is Sean Lockery and the Rose of Ballinrobe.
Flaming hair of red, long and flowing from the bed, you're awakened by a cry from down the hall. Sobbing, it subsides. Now you're back here by my side. Then you drift away, your beauty so serene. You're the love of my life. You're the woman of my dreams. You're the fairest of the daisies in the field. In your arms I'm always cold. Never I will roam. You will always be my Rose of Ballinrobe. Looking back, I can recall when our eyes met along the wall. It was a Salt Hill summer's night 5 years ago. On that night I took you home. Sure we took the Headford Road on that winding way from Galway to Mayo. We were wed within the year and we settled down right here. My love for you grows deeper by the day. It's for you I sing this song. I'm so glad you came along. You'll forever be my Rose of Ballinrobe. You're the love of my life. You're the woman of my dreams. You're the fairest of the daisies in the field. In your arms I'm always home. Never I will roam. You will always be my Rose of Ballinrobe. You're the love of my life. You're the woman of my dreams.